Hello, members of the Resilient Catholics community. This is Dr. Peter coming to you with episode 68A of Interior Integration for Catholics. This episode is titled, What Came Up? What Came Up? I also want to welcome those potential members of the Resilient Catholics community who are on the waiting list, thinking about coming into the community, checking it out. We're going to be opening admission to the community in June of 2021. So you on the waiting list occasionally get a premium episode to understand what we actually do in the Resilient Catholics community. So welcome to you. This episode presumes that you've heard episode 68. Episode 68, that one was Improving Sexual Intimacy in Catholic Marriages. It was the story of Monica and Jason. Now, listening to stories like that, especially listening to stories that get into the internal systems of the characters that really capture realistic aspects of what goes on inside us with our parts, that can evoke our own parts. That can evoke our own experiences. That can tap into what is going on inside of us, our histories, unresolved things, all kinds of things that are looking for expression, looking to be seen, known, understood by our conscious minds, by our core selves. And so listening to those kinds of stories can lead our own parts to resonate or polarize or align with the parts of the characters in the story. And so listening to stories like this is really important, and we can benefit so much more from it if we pay attention to what's happening within our own systems. So now we're going to do a little exploration in this experiential exercise. And the usual caveats also apply. If this exercise doesn't work for you, if it doesn't fit you, if it doesn't feel like it's a good thing for you to do, I really want you to pay attention to that. There is no obligation for you to do this exercise. If you feel like you're leaving your window of tolerance, you know, exiting that zone of relative comfort and becoming overstimulated, hyped up, moving into fight or flight, or if you're shutting down, becoming numb, kind of de-energized, well, that's a sign something's going on and it may not be best to continue with this. I want you to really pay attention to that, reground, and let this exercise go if it doesn't work for you. I'm going to invite you to notice within yourself what was most striking about the story of Monica and Jason. Which of, say, Monica's parts might you have resonated with or disliked or struggled with or polarized with? I mean, her father starved exiled part, that part really missed Uncle Jay when he was banished. That part struggled with deep needs for affection, nurturance, and love from a father. Did that tap into anything for you? The moral manager part that did so much guiding of Monica's actions, right? This part was so concerned about right and wrong. This part was very critical of Monica, many of Monica's parts. This part, this moral manager was really afraid of God, saw God as angry as her own father was at times. This part also had God image issues, seeing God as angry. What about Monica's raging firefighter part, the one that ended relationships? Any traction, any resonance with that for you? How about Jason's parts, right? His white knight manager part. Maybe there's a caretaking part within you that wants to focus outward on others' needs and desires, wants to draw attention away from what's going on inside you. If I'm taking care of somebody else, then I must be fine. The parts can assume that. What about Jason's unloved exile? You know, that deep void inside, this empty space like a black hole, never enough affirmation from outside to fill it. What about Jason's seductive firefighter part that seeks other people's approval? Maybe there was something about the connection with some other character, with Joe the steelworker or his wife, or Uncle Jay, or the nurse Julie. Maybe the events of the story brought up something for you. The boundary violations. The shunning or banishment of a family member. Maybe the dating histories of either Monica or Jason. Medical issues, like Jason's burn. Just going to ask you, what needs to be resolved within you? I'm going to invite you to just go back over the whole story now. Whatever stands out to you, notice what's happening in your body. Notice whatever feelings, thoughts, impulses, attitudes, desires, whatever comes up, memories for you. You know, sometimes we say that a story really spoke to us. And sometimes what that means is that a part really spoke to us through that story. A part of us spoke to us through that story, wanted us to see something, wanted us to recognize something. What was it for you? Go back to that moment in the story. What part of you might need some kind of care? Some kind of understanding from you? I wonder if you can reach out to that part of you. Remember, we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves, right? So can you care for that part of you? Or is there something getting in the way of you reaching out in love and in compassion for that part of you that's struggling? Or is there this strong urge to condemn or to reject or to banish? And if there is, that's another part. That part's trying to protect you too. There's something threatening here to that part. But all parts welcome. All parts are good. All parts are necessary. Now, the burdens that they carry, that's different than the part, and not every burden is necessary. Sometimes we can let go of burdens so that they need not trouble us anymore. It's part of the healing of trauma and relational wounds, attachment injuries. A lot of gratitude for your protector parts giving you the space to do this. And if you happen to be all caught up in a part right now, that's interesting. I wonder what's going on there. What is it that part that you're blending with, what does it need you to know? What is it trying to protect you from? A lot of gratitude for your parts, for that space. You may have found some trailheads. Those are the signs that point to something that needs to be resolved in your system. Thank you for being here with me on this. You know, let your parts know that this doesn't have to be the end of it, that you can check in with them again, that you can carry on the conversation with them in the future. If that's true, we obviously never want to promise something to parts that wouldn't be true. Can you be making that time on a daily basis to be checking in with your parts, even if it's just 3 minutes, 5 minutes, morning and evening? We're going to be talking a lot more about your individualized human formation plans in the community as we get into June and July 2021. You get some help with that. All right, and with that, our patroness and our patron, Our Lady, Our Mother, Untier of Knots, pray for us. St. John the Baptist, pray for us.